7. The Hammer.
The Hammer Down Show, live and coming at you through the airwaves. Also coming at you on the mobile app, which you can download. Free for your Apple and Android devices. Check it out.
Plus online, too.
Yeah, do it on the website, 1017thehammer.com. Take us wherever you go on whatever device you choose.
Hang on the length of your extension cord with your computer.
I'm Jared Jesulaitis. That's Clayton Duffy over there. We go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and we talk to yet another new baseball coach for Purdue Baseball. Yesterday it was Cooper Fouts. Today joining us, Elliot Cribby of Purdue Baseball. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
awesome.
Doing fantastic. First and foremost, as always, congratulations on what we would say in our humble opinions of making the smart move to come here and join Purdue Baseball. And Coach Waz, talk a little bit about how that deal came to fruition for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm excited for the opportunity. There's a great buzz going around with Purdue Baseball in general and the whole athletic department. And I've known Waz for a long time. I was a player at the University of Washington when he was an assistant at Arizona. And then just previously when he was at Oregon as the recruiting coordinator, you know, we would always run around thinking we're going to be the only one at the field, and it would be him and I fighting for the same guys. So we've developed a really good relationship over the years, and I'm extremely happy, and I know my wife is too, to be a part of this family.
So was this, Coach, was this a tough decision for you or pretty easy?
You know, when I got here, you know, the Power Five and collegiate baseball is for real. There's no question about it. And, you know, my wife, she's doing really well for herself in the Northwest. And for a couple of years, she was going back to school to get a master's in health administration degree. So we were kind of cramped a little bit as far as making any moves. And we had a lot of opportunities. And, you know, Coach Waz, I really respect him and what he does, you know, from all facets of the game. And it was just the icing on top of the cake when we got here, you know, to see the facilities, you know, to see the support, to know, you know, Mike, you know, the AD, being a baseball guy from Notre Dame, you know, a pitcher like myself, and just seemed to connect all the dots. So we're really excited to get this thing going.
Well, I'm guessing Coach talked to several potential candidates. What do you think separated you from everybody else?
I think my ability to get out there and relate to the kids, and obviously from a pitching standpoint of development. When I was at Seattle University, we didn't have the resources that Purdue can offer, you know, so we were able to do some pretty special things, especially on the pitching side, you know, multiple draft picks every year, very high draft picks every year. And then obviously from the recruitment standpoint of, you know, being unattached and willing to hop in a car or hop in an airplane and go see the best talent in the country. And I think, you know, with what we have to offer, the resources here in West Lafayette, the people, you know, the academic excellence, you know, we can pull kids from all over the country, and we're not afraid to go to the SEC and compete with those guys and bring the best talent to West Lafayette.
On the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, new pitching coach for Purdue Baseball, Elliot Cribby is our guest. He's been voted by the WAC, and D1Baseball.com actually had him as the best recruiter in the WAC, which is a that's high praise right there. You know, you do a great job on the recruiting side of things, Coach, but what about the talent that's already here at Purdue? Can you give us a little bit of overview of what you know so far about your pitching staff?
Yeah, they're excited. They're hungry. It's a pretty young group. You know, there's some guys that are returning. We have some veteran leadership, and there's some left-handers that I love to work with. And, but at the same time, I know just from a fresh start, you know, of having a new coach come in, you know, the first couple of weeks, we're going to hit the ground running. They've been hungry, you know, asking for opportunities already to get out there and start playing catch. And we're about a month away from getting going. So just the eagerness, you know, that I'm hearing from these guys to want to get out and want to work, you know, I think it's going to be a special group, especially with some of these young puppies coming in, you know, the guys that have the ability to throw really, really hard. And obviously what we're seeing right now in Major League Baseball, you know, if you're right-handed and you're not 95 to 100, you're not making it. So obviously those are the types of guys that we want to bring in, and I know they're here already. You know, now it's just really teaching them how to pitch and how to be able to have success, you know, when hitters counts, and, you know, try to win a Big Ten championship, because if you can't pitch, you can't win, period. And if you can't recruit, you can't win either. So those are the things that I'm really attack.
You mentioned pitching and kind of the layers of procedure there in making that happen. What is your pitching philosophy? What has seemed to work for you?
You know, it's interesting. The game has really evolved. You know, we're seeing in Major League Baseball, you know, the strikeout and the home run, you know, we're also seeing the strikeouts in Major League Baseball from the pitching side. We're also seeing the walks. And in collegiate baseball, the walks will absolutely hurt you. That's one thing that Coach Wasikowski is really good at from an offensive side, is making our opponents pay for those freebies. So it's not that we're trying to recreate the game. We're trying to really simplify the game as you get into some of these Big Ten environments where you got some opponents, fans that are screaming and breathing down your neck. You know, it's really having these guys understand that they control the game. You know, I truly believe that, you know, the NFL quarterback and the major league pitcher are probably the most important positions in all of sports and the most powerful. I mean, the ball, when it is thrown, starts the game. Otherwise, you know, nothing really moves. So to be able to have that power and to understand the percentages those pitchers have when they're on the mound, you know, against the hitter. You know, Edgar Martinez, he's one of my favorite guys, you know, being a Seattle Mariner hometown kid. And, you know, I think he's going to get into the Hall of Fame this next year, but he's hitting 311. You know, I mean, 69% of the time that guy is out. So it's really having these kids understand, hey, we need to throw strikes. We need to be competitive. We need to have a mound presence and certainly own the mound and own the stadiums that we're in. So it's going to be an aggressive approach, and we're really excited.
See, we're talking, when we talk Seattle Mariners, Duff there, he's all about the pitchers. Oh, he's a Ken Griffey Jr. guy, but you can't talk to the pitchers about Ken Griffey Jr. They're not about that life,
no,
are they?
No, you can't. No, the kid. We love the kid.
We're talking with Coach Kribby from Purdue Baseball, the new pitching coach. You pitched in college. Talk a little bit about what kind of a pitcher you were back then.
I was the utility pitcher. You know, I was an aggressive guy with just an average fastball, a lot of sink, a big slider, occasional changeup. So my claim to fame, I love telling this story, I was Lincecum's closer. And so I would come in on Friday nights if he needed it, which he generally did not need it, and I would close. And then I would actually start on Sundays. And then throughout my career, I just kind of bounced around from starting rotation, bullpen, setup guy, whatever they really needed. You know, I was just kind of that guy that wanted to be in the fire and had a lot of appearances when it was all said and done.
So did you know about Tim, you know, back in those days that he would be so successful at the next level?
That's a great question. So him and I grew up. We didn't go to high school together, but we played on the same travel ball team. And one of my favorite stories is when we were trying out, we were 16 years old. And I remember like it was yesterday. I had just got done throwing, came into the dugout, and he was getting ready to go. And I could tell at that time, you know, obviously little Tim, even littler than what he is now, you know, he looked at me and goes, I got to make this team or my dad is going to kill me. And I'll never forget it, because I said, I think you're going to be all right. So it's been pretty fun to follow his career and see what he's done.
Did he have the long hair back then too?
He did not. He looked like he was 12 years old, and without that long hair, I think he still would look 12 years old to this day.
So what was the tipping point for you when you said, you know, I enjoy playing baseball, but it's time for me to be a coach?
You know, playing professional baseball, it was fun. I actually got some opportunities to play up in the Rockford, Illinois area, so have a little bit of a background of the Midwest, and it seemed like, you know, when I was 23, 24 years old, the clock was ticking, and I wanted to move on and do something else with my life. I went back and got my master's degree in sports administration, and I had such a great time being a student athlete and taking advantage of all the resources that were given to me, and I wanted to give those things back to, you know, the next youth group coming through, and, you know, it's really shaped who I am, and it's been a special time in my life to be a student athlete now as a coach, and, you know, I think as, you know, we all are successful in what we do, but it's always nice to watch people that have gone through your shoes and you've helped them be able to do that. And I get more joy out of watching our guys win, you know, based off the fact that we recruit them, we build relationships with them, and then to get to watch them go out there and have success. I mean, there's no better feeling than to watch those guys celebrate after a big win because you were a part of their lives.
Coach, you know, your reputation as a recruiter is well known. So when you go out and you talk to today's collegiate baseball player, you're looking to get them to Purdue. What are some of the things that these kids in general, and of course, you know this from the other end of the country as well, what are some of the things that the kids are looking for in general? What are those like top three wish lists, the things that keep recurring that you see prospects today are looking for in a program, and in your mind, is Purdue meeting those expectations?
Sure. So once we get through the conference, you know, obviously that's a huge sell, the Power Five conference. A lot of kids want to play there because they know that's where the best talent is. The facilities, no question. They want to see really cool things, shiny things. things that make them feel good every day when they show up to the ballpark. The Nike contracts, you know, the Wilson contracts, the Louisville Slugger contracts, the Nike gear, you know, you name it. Once we get through all of that, number one, the fit component has to be there. You know, I always tell these guys, hey, take baseball out of the picture. Do you love being at this school? Are you happy? Because when you have those qualities about where you're at, you're going to have a lot of success on the baseball field because you're going to love going to practice every day and you're going to love competing with your teammates. So that fit component's got to be really, really important. Obviously, the academic standpoint as well. You know, Purdue being, you know, somewhat of the Stanford of the Midwest as far as their academics go, I think it is a huge sell when you can combine the academic component and the development piece. You know, these kids have to come in and play, you know, early on in their career. Otherwise, they just should go to a junior college and get their at-bats or get their innings on the mound. So that's another sell that we've been able to create lately is, you know, hey, this is a place where you're going to be able to develop. And obviously, thirdly, from a financial standpoint, you know, Purdue is unprecedented with what they did in 2012 of freezing their tuition rates and not having it increased at all since then. You know, so that's a big sell to families all across the country because it's a very affordable education, whether you're in-state or whether you're out-of-state. And then I would say lastly is the relationships. You know, these kids need to feel trusted by their coaching staff. You know, there needs to be mutual respect on both ends. And really, who is going to develop me the best, whether it's a hitter, a defender, or a pitcher, and, you know, a guy that's going to have your back regardless if it's going good or going bad. So I think when you can combine all those things, you know, and you can prove that the proof's in the pudding, you know, with Coach Wojcikowski going to seven regionals or super regionals or a World Series at Arizona, winning a World Series while he was at Pepperdine as a player, you know, 4 out of 5 years in Oregon as a regional or a super regional, you know, those are the things that we want to be able to tell these kids because they need to do their homework just as much as we're doing their homework on us.
Well, Coach, before we let you go, we had talked with Coach Fouts yesterday about the legend of Coach Wojcikowski. So I will ask you, sure, is there a good story or two about Coach from his playing days or his early coaching career?
I just like his hair. I mean, he takes really good care of his hair. I'm a bald-headed guy, and I don't have the luxuries of that hair that he has. So that's one of the things that's always impressed me is he gets out there. He's a fairly fit guy. But it's that hair. I got to give him credit for it.
Perfect.
Coach Elliot Cribby, the new pitching coach for Purdue baseball. Hey, we are glad to have you here in West Lafayette. Good luck on that recruiting trail over the summer. Boiler up, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Boiler up.
Take care, bud.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, coming back, Milo Beam is going to be our guest.